मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्म एधि वेदस्य मार्णिस्तः श्रुतं मे मा प्रहसीः अनेनाधीतेन अहोरात्रान् सन्दधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
पेज 35 मंत्रा नंबर 10.
तदपानेना जिघृक्षत् तदावयत् सैषोन्नस्य ग्रहो यद्वायुः अन्नायुर्वम् एष यद्वायुः.
We are seeing the topic of creation. The Paramatma, after creating the 14 lokas and the lokapalas, the rulers of that lokas, then Sharira Srishti, that means at a total level, Paramatma created the bodies. Having created the bodies and karanams also, sense organs, and annam also, that Paramatma has created. Food also created by that Paramatma. Now, what are all created? All of them are created through Maya. What are all created? All of them are created through Maya. Once he has created the Annam, the Virat Purusha he has created, the Virat Purusha in front of him, after creating Annam, what is there before that creation of Annam? The hungry Paramatma has created, Pasi Daham. So that hunger and thirst, because of that, Virat tried to eat that food what is created by Paramatma. That food Paramatma created two types of food. Moving food, non-moving food. I told you, moving food, rats like food for cats. Or goats like food for tigers and lions. Non-moving food is for human beings. Non-moving food for human beings. I hope you can understand by this time. So, nadakkaradhi, parakkaradhi, ellame not for human beings. It's not created for human beings. So, all those moving beings are created for those animals and other species. For human beings, non-moving food is created. Once this Virat tried to eat food, the food he is trying to consume, Virat do not know from which organ he has to eat food. First time, I told you, like our baby. Like our baby, first starting food, you keep food in front of the baby. What baby does, you know? So, baby confused, you know. It makes, which hand it has to eat, you know. Apply everywhere it goes. Like that, Virat also confused. If food try to go through the eyes, suppose, through the eyes food has consumed, suppose, by seeing the food itself, Virat would have been succeeded or satisfied with that food by seeing itself. But food cannot be consumed through the eyes. Then through the ears, try to take food, ears also not able to consume the food. Just figurative, don't take literally. So if ears consume food, just by listening the sound of that food, we would have satisfied with that sound itself. But it is not happening. Like that, each sense organ tried so many mantras. We saw up to 9th mantra. From 34, 33 onwards, you see, 33 page number, tad etat sprishtam parang, that when he tried to eat food, the food wants to run away. When Virat want to take food from each other sense organs, food trying to run away. So it is not able to be consumed. First 33, third mantra, vag indriyam, vag dwara, yad vacha agrahaishyat, from there onwards, vag indriyam, speech. Number two, grana indriyam, that is in fourth mantra, page number 34. Yat pranena ajigrikshat, he tried to grasp the food through this. Prana means here grana indriyam. Grana indriyam. He did not succeed in taking or grasping the food. It by smelling. Smelling means what? Through the nose. If you smell, if your hunger is appeased or you are satisfied, by smelling itself we can happy. We can be happy, but it's not happening like that. So that is also doesn't work. Then the fifth mantra talks about the eyes. Tat chakshusha ajigrikshati tan nashaknoto ashaknoto. Through eyes it could not consume. Then sixth mantra talks about shrotra indriyam. Through the shrotra indriyam tried to consume. Na shaknoda. It is not possible. Then seventh mantra talks about through the skin. You cannot give food to the skin. Skin cannot consume the food. Then eighth mantra talks about through the mind. What mind does? Through meditation, you can think about chapati, chapati, mind. You would have satisfied Virat, but doesn't happen. Therefore, through the mind also, this means these are all devatas only. Mano devata, chakshura devata, srotra devata, dig devata, rasana devata, all devatas could not consume. Each indriyam, don't think ears means ears. I told you, at samashti level, every indriyam is corresponding to devata. That is why tattva bodha you need. All indriyams are one devata. Each devata failed to consume the food. Then ninth mantra talks about upastha indriyam. Tat chikshnena ajigrikshat tan nashakkanot chikshnena grahitum. ఈవెన్ ద ఉపస్థ ఇంద్రియం ద్వారా సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ కర్మ ఇంద్రియమ్స్, సమ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ జ్ఞాన ఇంద్రియమ్స్. సో ఆల్ జ్ఞాన కర్మ ఇంద్రియ దేవతాస్ కుడ్ నాట్ స్వాలో ద ఫుడ్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ దేవతాస్ ఆర్ వేర్ ఇన్ విరాట్ శరీరం. సో విరాట్ వాంట్ టు కన్జ్యూమ్ ఫుడ్, పసి ఈజ్ దేర్ బట్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు కన్జ్యూమ్. ఫైనల్లీ దిస్ 10th మంత్ర వి హ్యావ్ టు సీ అప్ టు హియర్ వి సా ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. ఓకే, నౌ వి ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద 10th మంత్ర. తద్ అపానేన అజిఘృక్షత్, అపాన ప్రాణ ద్వారా విరాట్ ట్రై టు కన్జ్యూమ్ ద ఫుడ్. తదావయత్, ఫైనల్లీ సక్సీడెడ్. విరాట్ ఈజ్ ఏబుల్ టు కన్జ్యూమ్ ఫుడ్. తదావయత్ మీన్స్ ఏబుల్ టు స్వాలో ద ఫుడ్. ఫైనల్లీ సక్సీడెడ్ ఇన్ స్వాలోయింగ్ ద ఫుడ్ త్రూ అపాన ప్రాణ. అపానేన మీన్స్ అపాన ప్రాణ ద్వారా. జనరల్లీ వెన్ వీ డూ ఇన్ ప్రాణయామ, అపాన ప్రాణ మీన్స్ ఎక్సలేషన్ దేసే ప్రాణ అండ్ అపాన, దట్ వీఆర్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ హియర్. హియర్ అపాన మీన్స్ అధో గమనవాన్ వాయుహు అపాన. దట్ అపాన ఓన్లీ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ద కెపాసిటీ టు టేక్ డౌన్వర్డ్స్. అపాన మీన్స్ వాట్? అధో గమనవాన్ వాయుహు, దట్ ఎయిర్ విచ్ గోస్ డౌన్వర్డ్స్. దట్ మీన్స్ యూ, ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యూ సీ ద పైథాన్. పైథాన్ వన్స్ ఇట్ రీసెంట్లీ ఇన్ పేపర్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ కేమ్ వన్ పైథాన్ సమ్ బిగ్ సర్పెంట్ ట్రై టు ఈట్ దట్ వన్ గోట్ సంథింగ్. సో వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈటింగ్ ఇట్ క్యాచెస్ అండ్ ఇట్ నీడ్స్ స్పేస్ ను దెన్ స్పెండ్ సెండ్ దట్ ఈటన్ ఫుడ్ ఇన్ బ్యాక్ సైడ్. ద స్నేక్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ సచ్ ఎ కెపాసిటీ. ఇట్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ పెరిస్టాలిటిక్ ప్రాసెస్. ఇట్ సెండ్స్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్ సక్ ద నెక్స్ట్ ఫుడ్ అగైన్ దిస్ ఫుడ్ గోస్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్ అనదర్ ఫుడ్ లైక్ దట్ విత్ బ్యాక్ సైడ్ ఫుడ్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు గో బ్యాక్ అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ కన్స్యూమ్. యు వాంట్ టు గల్ప్ ద ఫుడ్ ఎడమ ఇరుందా దానే వాట్ యు హ్యావ్ కన్స్యూమ్డ్ ఇట్ షుడ్ గో బ్యాక్ ఇన్సైడ్. బ్యాక్ మీన్స్ ఫర్ స్నేక్ బ్యాక్ సైడ్, ఫర్ అస్ ఇన్సైడ్. So inside to send the food, someone, one mission should be there. Who will send the food? All of us are eating food. How it is going inside? Tell me now. Who is that? Who is that taking the food downwards? Why it is not coming out? When you are swallowing, it is going down. Because of gravitation force? No. Because of apana prana. In that apana prana is going downwards. Adho gamanavan. Adho means downwards. Gamanavan means that which moves downwards. Since apana prana is there, it is going downwards. It takes the food also downwards. Mechanism, you see. All other organs are incapable of doing this job. That is why, thank God, you are eating food, idli, dosi, chapati, everything. It is reaching up to the stomach because of single prana, that is apana prana. Apana prana dvara. Tad avayat, it is succeeded in swallowing that food. Saisha annasya grahaha. This apana prana is annasya grahaha. It is the one which consume the food. Apana is food consumer. Annasya grahaha means food consumer. Ears are not food consumer. Eyes are not food consumer. Like that, this apana prana alone is food consumer, or apana prana, apana is food swallower. Yad vayuhu, அன்னகிரகா தது அபானஹ அன்னாயுர்வா ஏஷ யத்வாயுஹு. யத்வாயுஹு தட் ஹுச் வாயு அபான வாயு டேக்ஸ் த அன்னம் டவுன்வர்ட்ஸ் வென் இட் இஸ் கோயிங் தட் இட் ஹஸ் காட் எ டைட்டில் அன்னாயுஹு. அன்னாயுர்வா ஏஷா யத்வாயுஹு இட் இஸ் கால்ட் அன்னாயுஹு. அபான வாயு who is called the swallower of food is called annayuh. Annadvara ayuh pradaha apana vayuh. Annadvara, through annam your lifespan is sustained, isn't it? Our life, our ayush, our life is sustained by annam. If you don't eat for few days, one day, 2 days, all sense organs stop functioning. They cannot do their function. If you won't give food, eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear, you cannot walk, you cannot write, something or other you have taken food and came here. Otherwise, you cannot sit in the chair. Yes or no? So we are, our ayuhu is sustained by apana prana. How apana prana is helping? Annadvara. Annadvara ayuhu pradaha, the giver of ayu. Ayush en solravilla ayuhu, that life, that which is the life giver, annayuhu title. It gives life through annam, anartham. It gives life through annam, annadvara ayuhetuhu annayuhu. So this is also a vayu tattvam only, which apana prana is vayu tattvam only. It is a version of ayu tattvam. To my yoga students, all of you know that in yoga classes I used to say, there are 5 pranas, mukhya prana, then samana prana, udana prana, vyana prana and apana prana. 5 pranas. All pranas, which prana is helping to consume food? Apana prana. Then after consuming that food, excretion also done by that apana prana only. Waste food has to go down. Otherwise, person will be in casualty. That is why this Upanishad belongs to Rigveda. Before this Aitareya Upanishad, there are 3 more chapters in Veda. Before this Upanishad, there was a portion called Pranopasana. Whoever does the Prana Upasana, that person will never have stomach problems. Prana upasana, whoever do, that person will never have indigestion problem, that person will never have any constipation problem, that person will not have piles problem. Whatever connected to Moola Shanka, it is called Moola Shanka. All intestinal digestive system problems, excretory problems, all problems will not be there, whoever does prana upasana. That upasana comes before this Aitareya Upanishad in Rigveda. So that point he points out here, annayuhu means udana prana, samana prana, vyana prana, mukhya prana, all of them are supportive to this apana prana. So all these 5 pranas are interconnected. Mukhya prana, respiratory system, all of you know, I am just recollecting. Respiratory system is mukhya prana, from nose to the lungs. Then samana prana is digestive system, that which digest the food is samana prana. Samana prana won't take the food inside. When you put in your mouth, you are gulping, no? You have to do like this. Then only it goes inside. Afterwards again you put. Again you have to do that. That is called apana prana. That is why when you are swallowing, you should not talk, we say. In this mukhya prana, breathing prana, and this food trachea, which is going apana prana inwards, both are connected to pranamaya kosha. Prana only. Therefore, our elders say, while eating, don't talk. If you talk, what will happen? Your prana has to function to swallow the food. Adirindhi, digestive system ki wind pipe ku vare moodi. Okay. If you breathe in, that breathing track is opened, it goes to the food pipe. And the food pipe, when you are swallowing food, that is opened and went and closed the wind pipe. Understand? Wind pipe, food pipe. Rondu pipe irukka ulle namakku. And the food pipe is opened, its door is opened, the door goes and closes the wind pipe. Wind pipe in where the air is going inside, to the lungs. And it closes. Once you want to breathe in, the wind pipe door has to be opened when you are breathing. Wind pipe door has to open. Where that door goes? It goes to the food pipe. And it closes the food pipe entrance. And you breathe. After breathing, again that door is closed and you are taking food, this door is opened. That is why when you are eating and talking, breathing is going on. That way food goes to the wind pipe kulla poi kora varum. And the sadha eppadi varum theriyumo? Oru vela food material goes inside the wind pipe, it comes out through the nose. Vayu la potta nose valiya eppadi vandhadu? Then somebody is remembering me and eat tattigira thala vela. Nobody is remembering. You are disturbing the wind pipe, food pipe. That is why our elders says, while eating, don't talk. All are scientific. You know, these are all scientific. Don't talk while eating. But unfortunately, people talk only while eating. That is the only time for them to. You see, some people still today, they never open their mouth. Even they never receive the phone calls also at that time. It is, you are violating the rule of the system. It is not only that, not disrespecting, it is harmful to your life. There are some people who died also because of that. Sometimes it goes and blocks your windpipe, and what will happen? Suddenly prana will go away. That's why never talk when you are eating. When you are eating, don't talk. When you are talking, don't eat. Suppose you have to talk, avoid gulping the food. Don't swallow. That time give gap. It is inevitable. These are all aside points which we have to be very careful. Whatever our elders says, vriddha vyavahara, all are very, very significant. Acharya writes, another commentators, they write, this constipation problem is the worst problem to create lot of diseases. Constipation. Why this constipation comes? Because of lack of this prana flow. Properly this prana, samana, udana, and apana, vyana are not functioning properly, constipation comes. Therefore, our elders, while eating food also, it is like a puja for them. It is like a prayer. Eating is food. Taking food, it is also a aushadham. We are just gulping, you know. Walking and eating, talking and eating, looking at TV and eating. All TVs and dining tables are in the same place. The most unhealthy way of lifestyle. Unhealthy way of lifestyle. Never read a book while you are eating. Never talk, never see the TV. What you are eating, ரசிச்சு ரசிச்சு சாப்பிடணும்னு சொல்லுவான். இப்போ நமக்கு தட்டில் என்ன போட்டானே தெரியாது, அங்கே பார்த்துட்டு இருக்கோம் டிவி, மரக்கதை வீணை, ஏதோ சினிமா சீரியல் ஆர் கிரிக்கெட் மேட்ச் சம்திங். யூ டு நாட் நோ வாட் யூ ஆர் ஈட்டிங். சலைவா கேனாட் பி செக்ரிட்டட். ஒன்ஸ் யூ லுக் இட் த ஃபுட் ஐட்டம் தட் இட்ஸ் கலர் அண்ட் தட் சலைவா ஹேஸ் டு கம் ஃப்ரம் த மவுத். ஒன்ஸ் சலைவா கம்ஸ் இட் கேன் பி டைஜஸ்டட் ப்ராப்பர்லி வாட் யூ ஹவ் கன்சூம்டு. Saliva to ready, mind has to be contact. Eyes and mind has to contact with the food, what you are eating. Suppose you are talking through the cell phone, you are seeing TV, your mind is diverted. The saliva and the glands cannot secrete the saliva sufficient. All of digestive juices are in that saliva. Saliva is the best. That's why saliva varlana nartham theriyumo. All out and artham. The saliva has got so many enzymes. Our own saliva has got so many enzymes. When you are thirsty, what do? You swallow your own saliva. Why? Because that saliva gives strength to you. When you are hungry also, you like to swallow your saliva. Have you thought of it? We all of us do that. When we were hungry, when we were in thirsty condition, we might have done that, but we never notice why this is happening. Every second saliva is coming with the enzymes. Therefore, we take it as granted. Our Upanishad talks each and every point. I am not explaining all those details here, but it is, since this is a context, I would like to give these few important points. Therefore, your mind and eyes and the tongue, your hand, everything. That's why we never eat with a spoon. We should. It is not our culture, means not that we don't know how to eat with a spoon and a spork. Fork, not spork, fork. Fork and spoon and all is not our culture. Why? There is a scientific connection in that. Your hand touch your lips. That's why our people, you see, they just lick the whole hand. People just look at this person, uncultured person, and they think it is not uncultured, it is culture only for according to us. You know that taste when you lick your own hand. You see the tongue, how much it feels so comfortable, and the saliva, the tongue feels so comfortable. Adella pannina ipo இந்த காலத்தில் லிக்கிங் அவர் ஓன் ஹேண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் ஈட்டிங் ஃபுட், யூ சி வாட் எவர் ரிமைனிங் த ஃபுட் டு த ஹேண்ட் யூ லிக், யூ சி ஹவ் தட் இஸ் வை ஃபுட் இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டைப்ஸ், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபுட். சோஷணம்னு சொல்லுவேன், லிக்கிங், ஆல் தி சக்கிங், ஆல் திஸ் ஆர் மென்ட் ஃபார் த டங். த டச் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். If you want to wash your hands, that's all. Wash your hands and clean, eat later with the hand only. இப்படியெல்லாம் ஸ்பூன், ஸ்பூனுக்கு என்ன தெரியும் அந்த டச், அந்த ஃபுட்டுடைய ஹீட் டெம்பரேச்சரும் தெரியாது ஸ்பூனுக்கு. இது வேற லாஜிக்கல் பாயிண்ட். அந்த டம்ளர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ யூஸ் த ஹீட் தட் ஸ்கின் ஷுட் நோ. Now new tumblers are coming, heat should not go away, it should remain heat and solli edhu pudusa pudusa varadhu adu evlo temperature irukkenu theriyadhu takkana vaayikitta vetra naalu out knock out appadilla poda koodadhu. These are all not good. Our ancestors have never done. Before I am going to drink some hot liquid or anything, I should know the before itself its temperature. That's why the temperature can be known through the hand. இப்போ என்ன நடக்கிறது என்ன, அந்த இந்த ஃபாரின் கப்ஸ் எல்லாம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ, அதுக்கு சூடு நீங்கள் வெளியில் தெரியாது. அதனால நம்ம பழசு வீட்டில் எல்லாம் பாருங்கள், ஆர்த்தடாக்ஸ் ஹவுசஸில் எல்லாம் கப்பு கிடையாது. இந்த பிங்காணி கப்பு, அந்த டைப் ஆஃப் கப்பு ஒன்றும் கிடையாது. இவ்வளோ ஃபேஷனாக போச்சு. ஹீட் வெளியில் தெரியாத ஒரு பாத்திரத்தில் வந்து அந்த நீ எதுவுமே எந்த லிக்விடு கன்சூம் பண்ணக்கூடாது. அதனுடைய கூல்னஸ் ஆர் ஹீட் யூ டு நாட் நோ. அது என்ன ஆகும்னா நாக்கு கிட்ட போய் இட் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ஸ் த அந்த பேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த டங். ஸ்லோலி யூ டு நாட் நோ யூ கெட் கோல்ட் ஆர் யூ கெட் ஹீட் ஆர் யூ கெட் ஸ்டமக் பேர்ன் ஆல் தீஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். அந்த மாதிரி கிளாஸஸ் டம்ளர்ஸ் கப்ஸ் எல்லாம் வைக்கக்கூடாது வீட்டில். என்னமோ போயிட்டு இருக்கேன் அவுட் ஆஃப் சப்ஜெக்ட். ஓகே, ரொம்ப பிடிச்சிருக்கு எனக்கு. ஓகே, திஸ் ஐ நெவர் தாட் ஆஃப் திஸ் டுடே ஓன்லி இட் ஹேஸ் கம் இன் த கிளாஸ். இப்போ இது சொல்லும் போது தான் வருது, ஏன் அந்த மாதிரி கிளாஸஸ் டம்ளர்ஸ் எதுக்காக நம்ம யூஸ் பண்ணுறோம்? ஓல்டன் டேஸில் இருக்கிற அந்த கிளாஸ் வச்சு ஷோஸ் த டெம்பரேச்சர் ஆஃப் த வாட்டர் ஆர் எனி ஜூஸ் any malt, the temperature must be known to them. This is the first tester, detector. இது டிடெக்ட் பண்ணதுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் உள்ள அனுப்பணும். பாப்பா இதுக்கு டிடெக்ட் பண்ண முடியறதுக்கு இவன் நம்ம வாய்ப்பு குடிக்கல, அது ஒரு மாதிரி டம்ளர்ல போட்டு this hand is helpless. Then what it does? குடி, அப்புறம் தான் தெரியும் உள்ள போனதுக்கு அப்புறம். Then we get knock. இப்படி தான் நிறைய பேர் காஃபி குடிக்கிறது எல்லாரும் they give like this hot hot ஆனா அதுக்கப்புறம் என்ன ஒரு சிப்பு பண்ணி அவுட்டு, அப்புறம் வெயிட் பண்ணி 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 எதுக்கு இந்த மாதிரி கஷ்டம்? அதே ஃபஸ்ட்டு டிடெக்டர் பண்ண ஆஃப்டர் கோயிங் இன்சைட் யூ கெனாட் டூ எனி திங். யூ சி ஆஃப்டர் கோயிங் இன்சைட் த டங், இஃப் இட் டச்சஸ் டங் இஸ் பர்ன்ட் நோ, இட் இஸ் ரியல்லி சஃபரிங் ஃபார் த டங். தட்ஸ் வை ஹேண்ட் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் டிடெக்டர். தென் இட் ஹேஸ் டு சே கிவ் த மெசேஜ் டோன்ட் ட்ரிங்க், இட் இஸ் வெரி கோல்ட் டோன்ட் ட்ரிங்க். It gives the message. It is very hot, don't drink. Gives the message. So that message is not possible nowadays. What are all cups we are using at home? And the tavara, and the tumbler. That is the best vali. இது என்ன பழசு காலம்மா, இதெல்லாம் வேண்டான்னு சொல்கிறேன். இந்த குழந்தைகளுக்கெல்லாம் சொல்லி கொடுங்கோ. ஓகே, டீச் டு யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் தி ஹோல் கிளாஸ். யூ ஹாவ் டு டீச் அகெயின் டு யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் ஆர் கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன். Mechanism, not, don't spoil your health and earth. Sorry, next portion we will go. Annayuhu, the Apanavayu has got the title Annayuhu. Now comes the Anupravesha Shruti. We will read the mantra. Page number 36, 11th mantra. Read loudly mantra.
சைக்ஷதம் கதன்விதம் மத்ருதே ஸ்யாதிதி சைக்ஷதம் கதரேண ப்ரபத்யாயிதி சைக்ஷதம் ய்ஷுஷாதிருஷ்டோத்தேணம் மனசாத்தம் அத கோஹமிதி.
அனுப்பிரவேச ஸ்ருதி, திஸ் 11th மந்த்ரா அண்ட் 12th மந்த்ரா, போத் ஆர் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். அண்ட் தட் போர்ஷன் ஆல்சோ வி ஹாவ் டு ரீட் ஹாஃப் ஆஃப் த போர்ஷன். 12th மந்த்ரா. ச ஏதமேவ சீமானம் விதார்யம் தயா த்வாரா ப்ராபத்யதம் சைஷா வித்ருதிர்நாமம்
தத்வாஹ ததேதன்னானந்தம் நானந்தனம் ததேதன்னானந்தனம்.
In No Upanishad, these points are discussed. This is the only Upanishad in the entire Upanishadic literature talking about Jiva Srishti very clearly. That is why Aitareya Upanishad is very, very important because of these two mantras. All other, until now, whatever we have seen, there is no tatparyam. These are only figurative expressions until now we have seen. Loka Srishti, Loka Pala Srishti, Anna Srishti, all these are only figurative expressions. Anupravesha means entry of Paramatma. Imagine, in beach, there are a lot of statues. In front of those statues, you keep a lot of food, suppose. Okay, food, it cannot consume. Why? It is inert. It cannot consume. Even that statue cannot hear the sound. Sound is the food for ear. It cannot hear. Forms, you are all walking in the beach. That Kannagi. Kannagi can count how many are coming today to see me and not. No, Kannagi cannot count. By seeing through eyes, because it cannot see, because it is inert. The entire, the statue is inert. It cannot hear, it cannot see, it cannot taste, it cannot walk, it cannot touch. It cannot smell, it cannot do meditation, it cannot do anything. What is the use of that statue? No use. Another example, I want to give three examples before going to talk about the entry. Second example, first example statue, our beach statues. Second example, we construct a house. From the foundation onwards, you see the whole building, how many things are involved in that building. And the bricks, cement, and what are all matter, iron, wood, so many things are there. And kitchen room, drawing room, bedroom, bathroom, so many rooms are there. Garden is there, everything is there, interior decoration, everything is there. The whole thing is meant for whom? Can house enjoy that house? House for whom? For housekeeper, householder. Without griha yajamana, there is no use of that griham. Isn't it? After constructing the whole house, the yajamana should enter the house and enjoy each and everything. A benefit is enjoyed by the bhokta, the experiencer, yajamana. Yes? Second example. Clear? And that means the experiencer of that house, whatever food is available, the experiencer is required. The hot water, nice geyser I have arranged. Experiencer of that hot water must be there. The TV is there, experiencer of that TV must be there. Anything for that matter, the experiencer, bhokta is required. Until now, Paramatma created bhoga prapancha, bhogya prapancha. Karanam and vishaya. Vishayas are available, lokas are available, objects are available, and karanams are available, but bhokta has not yet come. Bhokta, the experiencer, is required. Bhoga, bhogyam is no use without bhokta. Experiencer or observer is required. This is one second example. Okay. Now third example, you see the electrical gadgets. And in houses, when they construct newly, And first they give wiring. After wiring, they give a lot of electrical bulbs and all they keep. And they keep fridge, they keep TV, they keep washing machine and all other things. Everything they have brought. And they have given a connection. Then what is main important? Electricity. Wires all connection irukke. Have you seen any house like that? Gruha pravesham they do. Without electricity connection, not yet come. Hurry, hurry, they have to enter for muhurtam sake. And the main connection has not given. All these wires, connection and electrical gadgets, are they useful without one, that electricity? The beauty of the bulbs, the beauty of the machines, the beauty of anything, any electrical gadget, all will function only because of one electricity. Like that, podum examples mood podum. Okay. Like that, in this inert, virat material, prapancha, bhoga and bhogya, karana and vishaya are there. The karanas can enjoy the vishaya only when there is experiencer. Sentient principle is required. Because bhoga and the karana and the vishaya both are inert. This flower is inert. Flower is inert. Flower cannot enjoy its yellow color. This is vishaya. Eyes cannot enjoy the color. Behind the eyes, one sentient principle is required to appreciate the color of this vishaya, the flower. This is vishaya. This is bhoga karanam. Karanam and vishaya, bhogya vishaya, both are for whose sake? Bhokta's sake. Bhokta is must, bhokta must be sentient principle. That is only Paramatma, the consciousness. Now Paramatma thinks saha ikshata. Paramatma thought of. Paramatma thought of. What he thought of? Katham nu idam madhrute syat iti. How can this idam? Idam means Paramatma after world projection, world creation, Paramatma thought of. I have created lokas, lokapalas, and all karanams, indriyams, everything, vishayas, everything, annam, everything. One bhokta must be there. Sentience principle must be there. Without that sentient principle, what is the use of this whole creation? Who is the enjoyer? Paramatma thought of. Then I have to make this whole thing sentient. Other than me, the Paramatma, there is no second sentient being in the creation. Therefore, what I have to do? I, the Paramatma, has to enter the medium, vishaya, can be enjoyed through the medium, through me, by me alone, the consciousness principle. So Paramatma has to plan. Paramatma alone is sentient. So Paramatma has to enter. Paramatma has to enter the medium, virat medium. Now in between you have to think. Paramatma created virat samashti level. Then jivas also he has created individual bodies. All of them are inert only. Then Paramatma thought of, see, just like parents. Parents, they want to get love and affection. What do? They create children. I want to be loved by someone. I want to be loved. Who will love me? Other than my son or daughter, who will love me? First my son and daughter only loves me, next only other people may love. Isn't it? Oh, you love your mother. How much you love? How much you love your father? You love so much. That's why parents want their children, because they want to be loved. That is why they give birth to the children. Someone should love me. Someone should love me. Therefore, they give birth to the children. Afterwards, they love. They have love internally. They have so much love. Every son and daughter is having love. And that love is going haywire because of certain conditions only. Otherwise, they have basic, tremendous love. Every child has got love, affection on parents. Even other beings are having. That is very natural. Why? And the rakta sambandham. Eppadiyo, adhe madri, Paramatma also want to be loved by someone. Paramatmaku and the desire irukke. Someone should recognize me. Someone should know me. Someone should love me. Someone should be happy with me. Who will be happy? Therefore, just as parents want to create children to be loved by them, Paramatma want to create jivas to know the greatness of Paramatma. Okay? Paramatma want to create jivatmas to know the greatness of Paramatma, to love Paramatma and to revere Paramatma, to be fascinated by Paramatma. Paramatma ki inda desire onnu vandach ulle undodane enna pannitaru, let me enter this medium karanams and as jiva I want to enter. Paramatma thought of. Then after going inside, also Paramatma planned. After going inside, suppose if I won't come out, then I'll exit also gate path vechirukkaru. Exit. Entry aanadhukapram abhimanyu maadhiri ulla poi maatukka koodadhu. Illaya? Indha jeevaatma roopalla ulla poi maatukka koodadhu. Adhanaala adhil nundu velila varadhukku vali irukkanum. அப்படி என்ன பண்ணிட்டார் தெரியுமா? அந்த வழிக்காக அந்த ஜீவனுக்கு ஓடு இந்த சாஸ்திரம் ஒன்று கொடுத்துட்டு, சாஸ்திர துவாரம் ஆத்ம விசாரம் இதெல்லாம் ப்ரொவைட் பண்ணிட்டார். பரமாத்மா ப்ரொவைட் பண்ணி என்ன பண்ணிட்டார் தெரியுமா? அவனுக்கு கொஞ்சம் விவேகம் கொடுத்துருக்காரு. ஆல் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் கேனாட் நோ மீ, அட்லீஸ்ட் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பீயிங், திஸ் ஹியூமன் ஸ்பீஷீஸ் கேன் ரிகக்னைஸ் மீ. அப்போ என்ன பண்ணிட்டாருன்னு, தீஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், each sense organ, the description comes here. Without me, the consciousness, what, how this mediums, matter can survive? Who is the experiencer? Therefore, mat rite, rite means without. Mat rite, mat rite, without me. This is panchami vibhakti. Wherever rite comes, the mat will be panchami vibhakti, without me. Katham syat iti. Therefore, saha ikshata, Paramatma thought of. What he thought of? Katarena prapadya iti. That sentence I'll keep later. Okay, now that is connected to the next 12th mantra. Katarena prapadyata iti. Through which entry gate I have to enter? Through which entry gate I have to enter? Paramatma thought of. That word explanation comes to the 12th mantra. Now you see the next line, second line. Sa ikshata yadi vacha abhivyahrutam. Yadi vacha abhivrahrutam kohamiti. See, all these vacha is in tritiya vibhakti. If I see through the eyes, if I see with my eyes, who am I? Question comes. Then second, yadi pranena abhipranitam. Yadi pranena, here pranena abhipranitam means if I smell through this nose, through the nose, with the nose, then who am I? All these are in Tritiya Vibhakti. Tritiya denotes the karanam, an instrument. Then, yadi chakshusha drishtam, if I see with my eyes, if I see with my eyes, who am I? If I see with my eyes, then who am I? The question can come, no? Then, yadi shrotrena shrutam, if I listen through ears, if I listen with my ears, then who am I? Kaha aham. That is koham, the last line is coming. Koham iti. Then, yadi tvacha sprishtam, if I touch with my skin something, pacha, again tritiya. Tritiya means third case. Tritiya means karanam. Karane tritiya. If I am using the karanam, then who am I? Question is possible. Karanam is in tritiya. The experiencer must be in subject, must be in prathama. Then who am I? Who am I? I am using eyes to see. Then who am I? I am hearing through the ears. Then who am I? I am using the karanam, ears. Then who am I? Then, sprishtam, over. Yadi manasadhyatam. If through the mind I meditate upon something, then who am I? I am using the mind. I am using the mind for meditation. Then who am I? Question. Who is the user of these karanams? Who is the user of these karanams? Dhyatam, manasadhyatam. Kaha aham koham iti. Yadi apanena abhyapanitam. This instrument, apanena abhyapanitam. If through this apana prana I consume food, who am I? Who is this experiencer? That question will come to this jivatma. If I keep all these sense organs, I should not enter through these sense organs. Isn't it? Bhagavan want to enter. How to enter? What is the entry gate for me to enter as jivatma? Bhagavan thought of, let me not enter these through gates. There are instruments. Then I should enter through the Simanam Vidarya. And in the next mantra, varum. You see that? Yadi Shishnena, another one. Last. Shishnena Visrishtam. This is the Upastha Indriyam. If a person, Visrishtam means urine passing through the excretory organs, all, who am I? When I use all these instruments, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, all these are instruments I am using. The user of instruments must be different from the user of the instruments must be different from the used instruments. That means, at that time, this jiva will definitely inquire for me, the Paramatma, recognize himself as Paramatma. Are you getting the point? Then, if I keep the sense organs for him, for his use, that jivatma is questioning, who am I, who am I, who am I? Then that jivatma tries to recognize himself as Paramatma. Oh, I am Paramatma. Anandam. This is the anandam. This is what I want. Paramatma want to be recognized by jivatmas. So Paramatma has a desire. Understand, desire is not evil. But you have that Shubha Kama is not wrong. Paramatma also have desire. Paramatma wanted to be recognized, to be revered. Therefore, he created his own jivas, and the jiva recognize one day or other, recognize I am non-separate from Paramatma. Paramatma is so great that jiva recognize. And while the jiva recognizes I am Paramatma, how much ananda the jiva feels. Appa illena naan engirke. Amma appa illena naan engirke. And chulramma illaya. So all my gratitude, see the musicians, dancers, everyone, they dedicate their songs, music program, everything for whom? Book, if they write anything. I dedicate to my parents. Why? If they are not there, where am I? At that time, parents are sitting in the front seat. How they feel? I am dedicating this program to my parents. I am here today on the stage in front of you. I am taking this Chudamani award or some award, Shiromani award, because of my parents. Then parents feel what? So happy. Like that Paramatma also, by seeing every Jnani, feels happy. Paramatma. That is why Jnani is so anandas. Is anando ananda. I am where without Paramatma? I am nowhere. Because I, the consciousness, experiencer of these, everything through these instruments, I am experiencing through these instruments. I, the experiencer, is consciousness principle. I, the consciousness, is none other than that Paramatma, the consciousness. Therefore, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikya Jnana. So, Paramatma don't want to enter through these. Idella karanams. Adenna pandar Paramatma, Seemanam Vidarya. Not through the foot also. Idhukku kaal valiya porudhu. Kaal valiya venda. Kaalu vandu prana vayu ki place adu. Agade, when breathing is problem, they do massage in the foot. You know? Adi oru பாதம் நல்ல மசாஜ் பண்ணுவா. வென் பிரீதிங் இஸ் ப்ராப்ளம், ஹார்ட் ப்ராப்ளம் வந்து அந்த உடனே தேடு மசாஜ்னா பிராண வாயு இஸ் கனெக்டட். ஸோ பரமாத்மா தாட், லெட் மீ நாட் என்டர் த்ரூ த ஃபுட் ஆல்சோ, லெட் மீ என்டர் த்ரூ த ஸ்கல். சீமானம் விதாரியன். நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன் ஐ ரெட், 12th மந்த்ரா, யூ சி த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன், சஹா ஏதமேவ சீமானம் விதாரிய. இந்த 11th ஸ்லோ மந்திரால ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் பாருங்க. சஹ ஈக்ஷத கதரேண பிரபத்யா இதி, வித் வாட், த்ரூ ஹுச் என்ட்ரி ஐ ஹாவ் டு என்டர், த்ரூ ஹுச் என்ட்ரி கேட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு என்டர், தட் கனெக்ஷன் இஸ் ஹியர். சீமானம் விதாரிய தயா துவாரா பிராபத்யத, let me separate the skull, that is called sendra yonihi, brahma kapalam, indra yoni. This is, that is why you open the hair in the middle, in the idhukku enna solluva, paapita nu solluvom telugu la, paapita, idu uchi, inda thani open up panna inga inga irukku le vagudu, inda vagudu middle la edhukku pannanum theriyuma, இதுக்குதான் சைடில் பண்ணக்கூடாது. ஜென்ட்ஸ் கூட ப்ரீவியஸ்லி தோஸ் டேஸ் மிடில் தான் பண்ணுவான். எல்லாம் நம்ம பெரியவங்க பண்ணது ரொம்ப யோசிக்கணும். நம்ம இந்த உச்சி இங்கே தான் பிரம்ம ரந்திரம் இருக்கும். அந்த பிரம்ம ரந்திரம் ஆயில் வைக்கணும் அங்கே. அந்த ஆயில் வைக்கும்போது எதுக்காக வைக்கிறான்னா, ரிமெம்பரிங் தட் பிரம்மன் ஹேஸ் என்டர்ட் த்ரூ திஸ் கபால. அந்த கபால ரெண்டு மூடு இருக்கும். அந்த சென்டர் போர்ஷன் இஃப் யூ ஓப்பன், அதில் வந்து ஹாஸ் என்டர்ட். தட்ஸ் வை உபாசகாஸ் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் தே பிரேக் தேர் கபாலம் வழியாக போயிடுவான். பிரம்ம யோனி துவாரா தே கோ டு பிரம்மலோக உபாசகாஸ். தட் இஸ் வெரி சிக்னிஃபிகண்ட். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் ஆஸ்க் யூ டு சேஞ்ச் யுவர் வகுடு. லேடிஸ் ஜென்ஸ் வர டூயிங், வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் லேடிஸ். அந்த மிடில் அதுக்கு தான் சீமந்தன் டைம் ஆனுசோ அதை போட்டு, சிந்தூரம் ஆனுசோ அதை போட்டு. சிந்தூரம் இப்படி எப்படி வச்சுக்க முடியும்? இங்கே பண்ணின வகுடு வந்து லெஃப்ட் சைடு, சிந்தூரம் வந்து மிடில். என்ன அர்த்தம்? மிடில் தான் பண்ணணும், சைடில் பண்ணக்கூடாது. இஃப் யூ ஆர் வெரி ஸ்ட்ரிக்ட் ஓப்பன் இன் த மிடில் நோ வகுடு. ஜஸ்ட் ஐம் டெல்லிங் வை. என்ன ஆயில் யூ கீப் சைடை மிடில் உச்சி, இதுக்கால் உச்சி. அந்த உச்சி தான் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். அதுக்கு தான் இந்த பிரேக் ஆல்சோ. ஏதாவது கொஞ்சம் சொட்டை வந்தால் ஆமாம் இந்த பக்கமாக போச்சு பிராணம்னு சொல்லுவாள். இல்லை இதெல்லாம் சயின்டிஃபிக் சாஸ்திரம். இட்ஸ் எ சயின்டிஸ்ட் டூ நாட் நோ ஹூ இஸ் த அப்சர்வர், ஹூ இஸ் த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர். தே நோ எவ்ரி திங், ஆல் எக்ஸ்பெரிமெண்ட்ஸ் தே டூ, பட் தே ஆர் not able to decipher, recognize this experience. Very difficult. No scope for them. But we have scope. Satyam.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.